Let's take a deep breath together. As we take this deep breath, let's relax our bodies. Just feel our foreheads relax and our chins relax. Let your shoulders relax and let go of anything you've been carrying. And just anywhere in your body where there may be some tension right now, just breathe warm sunlight, relaxing, renewing sunlight right into that part of the body until the whole body now is surrounded, interpenetrated, and relaxing in the healing light that really is the light of God. We are in a month of learning a deeper and more profound and more powerful life mastery in the art and the science of manifestation. You and I do not get a choice about whether or not we are creative. We can't even breathe ourselves, not even one breath. We are created in the image and after the likeness of the one who gives us life, bearing and carrying the nature of that one. And that one creates. That one is the very source of our being. That one is our life itself. And so we are ever creating. And our role and our opportunity is to become more conscious, more awake to, and more focused in that which we choose to create. Creating a life that we really love and makes a contribution versus just the repetitive version of the life we've known. So as we have spent time now last week imagineering, getting very clear until the picture of that which we would choose to bring forth out of the infinite possibility field is crystal clear. Just as you could design any bridge that you could imagine, so can we design any life we can imagine. Just as you could choose to grow gardens that are filled with anything that you choose to plant in that garden, so we choose to grow a life out of the seeds of thought held over time, empowered now with the second aspect of the co-creative power focus that is the second aspect of believing. If you pray believing, there is no thing that shall be impossible unto you, for with God all things are possible. Pray believing. As everything in this universe is charged with a positive and negative charge because we're in the realm of polarity, so is our believing capacity charged with a positive and a negative charge, meaning that there are two aspects that must be brought together for believing to be full potency. Not wishful thinking, not hoping. Hoping is good. Wishful thinking is even good, but it's not powerful. Pray believing, and no thing shall be impossible unto you, for with God, this is how we get with God, this kind of believing that has a crystal clarity to that which we would bring forth. It also has the vibration of the frequency itself, meaning you and I are emanating, we are broadcasting every single moment our feeling nature. That feeling nature is magnetic. So when we have a crystal clear picture of that which we would want to bring forth, but we're feeling its absence, we're feeling our longing for that, we're feeling our yearning for that, what we're broadcasting is the absence of the thing we want. By broadcasting its absence, we are actually attracting more absence. We must learn to attract through the power of feeling for and feeling from the frequency of that which we are choosing to bring in. This is the art of manifestation. The science is the crystal clear picture. The art comes in learning how to feel for. So if your picture of an ideal life from the point of view that you are standing right now includes having a wonderful partner in your life, having someone that you're intimate and with, and that there's a caring and a sharing and a fun and looking forward to being together and missing each other when you're apart, and being delighted and surprised by what it is that the two of you share. And it's either a deepening of this with the someone you're with now, or it's the calling in the someone you'd like to share with. So when you have a crystal clear picture that involves not their face if you don't know them, but just the feeling of being with that person and the sense of having that person in your life, and you got your crystal clear picture of this, then it's tempting to immediately move into a feeling of, oh, but I don't have that. And what we actually do is, just as a pole of a magnet that pushes away the broadcasting of, I don't have that in my life, or I don't have the financial supply in my life, or I don't have the work that I really love doing, or I don't have a feeling of freedom from insecurity about money. So we start broadcasting the feeling of absence. This is our art practice this week. So whatever is in the picture, which is your picture that you're imagineering of what you would like to bring forth in your life, bring it to mind right now. Bring it to your mind with as much clarity and color and texture and depth. This is my life. This is the life of my vision. There's nothing I can imagine that is outside the scope of the creative power of this universe to bring about. And here's the secret. By the law of attraction, I can have anything I'm willing to become. I can have anything I'm willing to become in my feeling nature, with the clarity of the picture and then the feeling for it. So the practice is this. Today I walk through my day feeling as if the relationship of my dreams is already in my experience. How would I walk this day if the relationship of my dreams were already in my experience? There would be a lift to my step. There would be a straightness to my spine. There would be a look of contentment and well-being on my face. I would, as I saw other couples smiling and laughing together, there would be no sadness in me. There would be, isn't that wonderful that they have some of what I have? Isn't it wonderful that they're demonstrating a model of that in the world? And there would be this sense of gratitude for the life I am living in. So let us take on the art now of manifestation and begin to recognize that we are a broadcast station, broadcasting through the frequency of the energy we are holding, that which we attract and attract more of. So the more we increase the frequency that holds the pattern and replicates the pattern of that which we would choose to live in and live from, the more we begin to attract ideas, circumstances, people, situations that we could never have put in place ourselves. This is an orderly, precise, infinitely intelligent universe who loves you. And there is a stream of well-being to tune into, align with, and allow. By learning to feel for your vision and feel from your vision, feel from harmony with the frequency of that vision, you open the floodgates of the stream of well-being into your life, lifting you up in an ever-increasing dynamic, well-being, loving, greater and greater capacity to experience the master, the genius, the wonder, and the glory that is yours by your birthright. So my friend, today, let this be your sincere practice. Thank you, God, for the life I am living now, the picture I am holding, and the life that brings me, not then, but now. I walk this day as a master of the energy of the vision I'm holding. I walk in the energy of it already being true. And I begin to see the miracle unfolding right before me, here and now. Amen.